Today, I had a conversation with the first deputy superintendent of this facility. I asked her what her thoughts were about my proposal to start a program here that was similar to TRU. She said they weren't looking to expand the programming. I wasn't surprised. New York State prisons are among the most reactionary in the nation. As a point of reminder, TRU is a program at the Chester Correctional Institution in Connecticut, where prisoners under 25 years old are housed together with a few older prisoners who run the unit and mentor them. The program has been successful in curbing prison violence. The TRU unit hasn't had a single fight and virtually no other incidents since it's been opened, unlike the rest of the facility. It's a no-brainer for Great Meadow to have a similar program here. In the last 2 months, the number of violent altercations at this facility have increased and have involved mostly young prisoners. The first dept told me she was surprised that for a max, Great Meadow seemed to have a lot of programming. This lady must be blind, because aside from the mandatory prison programs, which don't do much of anything, there isn't much else available to young prisoners here who need more specific programming designed specially for them. I've proposed a program through my UFD organization that would curb prison violence, but prison officials denied it. So, New York State prisons, with all the violence, you reap what you sow. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as Infame Sekibu, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility. Follow me on Facebook at Free Dante Mitchell. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.